You were the change. You answered people's hopes. And because of you, by almost every measure, America is a better, stronger place than it was when we started.
That was the president last night giving his big farewell rally slash address in Chicago. And he gave a very glowing assessment of where America is and a very glowing assessment of all the things that he has accomplished as president of the United States. And, well, I'm just wondering, you know, how did you assess it? Do you have the same vision of it that the president had? Well, joining us on the line right now with probably a slightly different approach and a view of this is Dinesh D'Souza, filmmaker famous for this Hillary's America and the 2016 Obama's America documentaries, joins us on the line for his take on the Obama legacy. Good morning to you, Mr. D'Souza.
Hello, it's good to be on the show.
It's good to have you on the show. It's, by the way, Brian Wilson alongside Tony Schaefer this
morning.
So here's the question. As you listen to this, it was a well-written, well-delivered speech. Nobody can deny that. But a lot of people look at it and say, look, we just went through a change election. And that means that a lot of people were ready for a change from Obama's America rather than looking at it in a rather glowing way.
Yeah, Obama has this amazing capacity to produce the surreal. And that is, he stands up and he's surrounded by a kind of halo. And he talks, and you have to sort of slap yourself to realize that what he's saying bears no resemblance to reality. I mean, for example, Obama focuses on this idea, let's have some national unity. Now, ironically, there was national unity in 2008 when Obama was elected. Even Republicans were tempted by Obama's idea that there's no red America, there's no blue America, there's only the United States of America, which Obama had thunderously said in the 2000, had said in an earlier Democratic convention. So Obama, in order to have this national unity, needed to do only two things. On the racial side, he needed to do nothing. The mere symbolism of him being there would have had a positive effect. Politically, he just needed to make some overtures to the other side so those of us who are on the Republican side could see that he was our president as well. Now, ironically, he has done his utmost over 8 years to poison this national unity. Not for one day in 8 years have I, or I would say most conservatives, ever felt that Obama was looking out for us, protecting our values, protecting our interests. On the racial front, he was positively aggressive in poisoning the wells. And so it's positively ridiculous for him now, the great divider, the great underminer of national unity, to call for national unity now. We wouldn't need it if he had done his job.
Well, that's one of the issues I think is clear here. And Dinesh, I'm a political scientist by trade, and I actually study the American political system. And notably, in my judgment, our system is designed to actually allow for multiple voices to be heard in such a way to create effect, not that we all become one in thinking and action. So he talked about improvement in measures. What measures do you think he was referring to in his speech that are improved from his perspective?
Well, I think that what's going on here is a bit of a sleight of hand.
Right.
Obama is talking about improvements from his own disastrous record. So, for example, he will run up the deficit in the first 3 years of his presidency to $1 trillion. This is per year. Now, let's remember that in the Reagan year, the left was screaming about, quote, $200 billion deficits as far as the eye can see. So what were annual deficits under Reagan became monthly deficits under Obama. Now, having run up $1 trillion deficits, if the deficit then goes down to $600 billion, Obama claims, we've slashed the deficit by $400 billion. Wait a minute. You've slashed it from your own previous scandalous high level,
right,
and you call this progress. So that's
right.
The kind of bogus arithmetic that Obama subjects us to. It relies on complete gullibility to go along with it.
Well, one thing before I just want to addendum to this is his claim that no act of terror from a foreign terror organization happened on his watch. I don't know how I can say that with a straight face based on everything that's happened. How do you think he thinks of that?
I mean, the way to answer that is that we're not, you know, acts of terror are bad, but to create entire mechanisms or institutions of terror is much worse.
Right.
So Before Obama, there was no ISIS. There was Al-Qaeda, which is essentially a website of terrorists, a kind of international network, but with no basis, with no army, with no land, with no hope of building any kind of caliphate. Now, ISIS is completely different. This is an army. It controls large swaths of territory in places like Iraq and Syria. It proposes a serious threat to real governments. And this all developed under Obama due to a vacuum of leadership and a vacuum of power.
No doubt.
So Obama's statement, purely nonsensical, and relies merely on the fact that we haven't had a 9/11 during his 8 years.
Right.
All right. So also a claim that, well, we've had all this job growth. That's the one that I just look and I say, yeah, if you manipulate the figures in a certain way, it certainly would appear that. But it's really not the case, is it?
The simple truth of the matter is that the American economy is stagnant and has been stagnant now for some time. In order to see this, we simply have to look around the world. I just got back from a trip to India visiting my family. The Indian economy is in transformation. I mean, every time I go there, I see visible improvements in people's standard of living. Now, who with a straight face would say that apart from technological innovations, which is the iPhone and so on, Obama has nothing to do with that, who would say that the actual condition of American middle-class people, working people, is visibly improved in the 8 years under Obama? That's just ridiculous. It's not true, and no, there's no data that says it is true. So, as you say, there's just manipulations of data. The unemployment rate is, we've added 300,000 new jobs. No one knows what any of that actually means. The bottom line of it is the American economy has been stuck in the ground for the entire 8 years of the Obama administration.
And so many people have given up the search for work, and that number
is
not often talked about.
And this is what's driven the success of Trump. If Obama really had produced these improvements, it would be like Reagan in 1984. I mean, essentially Reagan swept a victory, winning 49 states. Hillary would easily have won on the coattails of Obama, who campaigned furiously for her. But I think the American people have had enough. So Obama's rhetoric operates at in a sense, detached like a balloon from reality.
Well, this sounded to me more like a speech laying the path to his post-presidential political activities. Would you agree with that?
Yes, and I think it also shows that for the whole 8 years, Obama has sort of lived in the prison of his own distorted mind. This is a man who's capable of manufacturing, if you will, castles in the air. And he continues to have this megalomaniacal view of himself, as if he looks at himself for an hour in the mirror every day and really likes what he sees.
All right, we're going to have to leave it right there. Dinesh D'Souza, thank you so much for your perspective. I think it was sorely needed this morning.
Thank you.